Yeah, hand is doing good, thank you.
And after an intense game against the Patriots, an extra day, how do you think guys' bodies are feeling this week as they get ready for the
football? Probably a little better than usual. We've been able to stay pretty healthy this year, so it doesn't hurt to have a couple days off there during the week. Mike in the past has had us come in like Monday off, Tuesday, and Wednesday off this time, and we're in Monday off, Tuesday, Wednesday, so I'm sure he's really feeling good about giving us a little bone there, but we all appreciate it.
Aaron, is that number 100 on Monday night? Does that number mean anything to you? And can you believe that you're at 100 already?
Well, yeah, I just turned 31. I'm getting kind of old in this league here. 100 starts. That's kind of all it means. I'm not too excited either way about it. Hopefully get another 100.
The way the schedule is broke, Aaron, is that pretty helpful for you guys? Where the bye is lined up, Thursday games, and so on, then playing on a Monday night? Not that you have many buys throughout the season, but you know those extra days off can help here and there. Right?
Yeah, I think it's helped us out this year. Last year it was not very advantageous. This year has been a little better with the schedule. But you know everybody plays on Thursday, and most teams get a Monday night game throughout the season. So the Mondays are a little bit more difficult. It's a great thing to play on Monday Night Football, especially if you grew up watching it like most of us probably did. But it makes for a disjointed week, and then the following week, obviously being a shorter week, puts a little extra strain on it. But we got a home game, so that helps. We'll be able to go through the schedule as normal, and then long day Monday, play the game, and then get ready for our next opponent.
We had Mike Smith on the conference call today, and he said that you're playing as good as any quarterback ever. And Belichick kind of said the same sort of stuff last week. Does that kind of stuff mean anything to you? When, I mean, not your peers per se, but coaches are really saying a lot of good things about you.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, but I think you have to just realize that you're one game away from getting thrown in the trash. So you got to stay focused on the things you can control, your preparation and your performance each week, and realize that this is a what have you done for me lately league. As long as we're all taking care of our responsibilities, the team as a collective gets the recognition we deserve, and individually we all get some bones thrown our way as well.
And why have you been able to play at an especially high level at home the last 2 years, especially?
I don't know. I just don't like throwing the ball to the opponent.
What do you make of this Falcons team, last-ranked defense, and then they beat a fundamentally sound team like the Cardinals?
Well, they're a first-place team. They're a good football team. They're very well coached. They've had some close defeats this year. They've had some injuries at times. When they put it all together, it's a very talented football team. So we're going to be expecting their best shot. They're fighting for a playoff spot, so are we. We'd like to get to 10 wins before we can start talking about the P word. So we'll hopefully get that done this week.
Win away from the top spot in the NFC, but you're also one away from 6 seed, 7 seed. Does that help sharpen the focus and keep guys in that, if you will, one game at a time?
Well, I think our youth helps us in that sense. We're young enough to not really realize any different, maybe feel the added pressure that goes along with December football. Both teams will be feeling it. There's an urgency that picks up, a focus, and we have to play our best football this week and realize we're in some tough races, obviously for the division, which is our first goal, and then after that, anything's a bonus.
Aaron, you take your leadership very seriously. Is that more outward when you're playing a game? It could be a letdown game, or outward when it's a game, it's a big hike being like the Patriots, or is it consistent?
Well, it's got to be the same. The guys want to see you acting the same every week, and obviously there's an urgency that goes along with football in November and December as things start to shake out and you start to realize the opportunities that are in front of you. There's maybe a heightened focus and urgency, but the guys want to see your confidence level stay the same, and you be the same guy in the locker room every day, and that's my challenge and my goal. I think you got to continue to bring the energy and enthusiasm. At times, late in the season, you can see some of the rookies hit a wall. Sometimes they push through it and get a second win there, as we saw our young guys play really well last week. Obviously, Ha-Ha and Richard with the touchdown and Devontae with the big game. So hopefully that continues. It's a long season. There's a lot of opportunities for everybody along the way. And you don't know whose number is going to get called this week, but those guys got to be ready to play and play well.
Aaron, what stands out in your mind most about that 2010 playoff game against Atlanta?
Honestly, right at the end of the half. We went down there, hit James for a touchdown to go up 21-14, and then they came back, and Tremont picked it off right at the end of the half to put us up 28-14. That was a huge momentum swing for us. So we really tripled up. We scored at the end of the half. Tremont scored, then we came out the second half, had a big third down there. I was able to get out of a sack and hit James and get that drive going. Next thing you know, it was a tie game and it went to up three scores. So that kind of took a lot of the air out of the building. It was a loud environment. Weems ran back a kickoff for a touchdown, and we had a couple long drives to kind of silence the crowd a little bit there early, and then kind of broke through in the second half.
And, you know, Jordy followed that up with the Super Bowl. I'm sure he had, you know, big games before that, but 80-something and a touchdown in that game. Was that kind of the beginning of Jordy's real ascension to where he is now?
I think it was the Super Bowl. I think the Super Bowl gave him a lot of confidence. You know, he made some big plays for us. And then the next year, he stayed healthy. That's the key. You know, Mike talks about it all the time. Being available is as important as being accountable. You obviously got to be a good teammate. You got to be accountable with your job responsibility. But the best way to do that is to be available every week to play. Jordy's kept himself in great shape. He's missed a little bit of time over the years, but in 11, when he had the opportunities, he was able to stay healthy and have a huge season.
The yardage Devontae had, obviously, in the game makes what he did stand out a little bit, but what did he do in that game that made him the difference maker that in previous games? I mean, he's had good games, but not 100-plus, not to that level, I suppose.
Well, he had the matchups for the most part. You know, he ran some excellent routes throughout the game, whether he was guarded by Ryan or by Dennard or by Brandon Browner. You know, he ran some really good routes on the outside, made some good catches. His best route of the night was probably the one he dropped. He did a great job at the top of that stem. He does some really great body movements out there. He's able to get himself in good positions to catch the football and shield the defender. And at the same time, he did a great job of adjusting to some of the checks and different coverages that we saw. So he's a talented guy. Everybody's excited about his potential, as this is just the beginning. He's laying the foundation for his career this season, and he's going to be a big time player for us.
If teams put eight in the red, if they drop eight in the coverage in the red zone, how do you beat that?
I think you got to run it effectively. You have to be able to run it down there in the red zone. We didn't run it great down there. Didn't have a lot of opportunities actually to run it. We passed the ball on a lot of second and third downs. So mixing up the balance there, I think, is important. And then extended plays. You know, when you get opportunities to extend plays, we've made a lot of great plays over the years on those. In last week's game, they did a good job of kind of rushing to my depths, holding me in the pocket, and then locking down the guys as the play started to extend.
You ever remember holding a ball for 12 seconds like that one play?
On the playground, maybe.
Did you get tired of that?
No, I didn't get tired. I got tired of not finding anybody open. There was a lot of mirroring going on, and I'm sure the offensive line didn't appreciate that. After about five or six, they probably looked back and wondered what the heck was going on back there. So they did a good job of holding those guys off for a number of seconds, but usually like to end those plays with a completion or explosive play.
The progress that Devontae Richard has made, Eddie, as a receiving target, 6 weeks ago, from where you're at right now, are you pleased with where it's at? Is it on schedule?
Yeah, I think it's right where we want it to be. You know, guys are stepping up. I think Andrews had a number of great weeks in a row. The numbers might not have bared out maybe as much as the couple weeks he had last season when he had some big games, but he's been running really good routes and been a good option for us. Richard obviously made a great route and catch in the game. Those guys are right where we need them to be. And then when you can move Eddie and James, who had a big catch on the two-minute drive, out of the backfield and make plays, that's pretty incredible. The key, though, and I'll say this again, the key to our success has been the offensive line. You know, they've been healthy since week three with the same group, and those guys are playing really, really well. So it doesn't really matter who's out there running routes. You know, when you have that kind of time and comfort in the pocket, you would expect somebody to get open.
Speaking of the O-line, you've had a bunch of centers here. What stands out about Core that's made him so successful now and going forward with them?
Well, he doesn't make the same mistake twice. You might think that's an elementary fact there, but it's pretty impressive for a rookie to be able to pick up the offense the way he has. I mean, he's got two great guys to play next to as far as getting his checks and his calls down, but Corey is a very bright guy. You know, he I'm sure he's a great note taker because he doesn't make the same mistake twice, and he's always making the correct call and adjusting. If he makes a mistake, he goes and fixes it right away. So the physical part, he has all the physical tools you want with his body flexibility, his strength, his hand placement, and those type of things. But the mental part is where a center can really excel, and he's been excellent at that.
How about Richard, and how do you like the way he's coming along?
Yeah, Richard is a really bright guy as well. We're blessed with our rookie class, with guys who are really gym rats, students of the game, guys who put in the time and prepare well. And you need to see in practice. Richard had a great week of practice last week. He made a number of catches in the cold as we went outside for a lot of our team drills. And he gets in the game and makes a contested over-the-shoulder catch. It's not surprising. You know, he's got great hands, but his attention to detail and the preparation is things that separate themselves when you're a young player. And I'm proud of him. I'm obviously very proud of Devontae, the way he's played. Corey and Haha are just four of our young guys who've been really making a big impact for us.
Is that a top-down thing, or does that have to come from them themselves?
I think it's the type of guy you pick, first of all. But then when they get integrated in this program, and they realize the expectations that the coaches have on them, but more importantly, I think the players. You know, when you hold each other accountable as players, you realize when you make a mistake, you're not just letting yourself down, you're letting your teammates down. So those guys' attention to detail has been excellent, especially the past few weeks when you've often seen over the years guys hit that rookie wall. These guys have kind of pushed through it and made some big plays for us.
Hey, our team has the least amount of points or punts in this season.
Yeah, I don't know if Tim likes me for that or not, but Tim is usually the butt of a lot of jokes. But he's a great guy. He's probably the most athletic punter I've ever been around. I'll give him that credit. He's also the worst sheep's head player I've ever seen. So that combination makes for a good disposition for a punter. And I don't know if he has he been complaining about the lack of punts? I thought he was a good teammate. You know, he just wanted to win first, not just get his stats up. He is the all-time leader in net average and, I think, gross average, so shouldn't be complaining too much. Give him a little rest.